the makers of Alka-Seltzer bring you Lum and Abner. How much do you know about vitamins? Well, are you acquainted with one-a-day brand vitamin A and D tablets and one-a-day brand vitamin B complex tablets, the two great products made with the Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer? Right now, I'd like to talk to you about vitamins A and D and suggest you ask your druggist about one-a-day vitamin A and D tablets. You know, the prices are so low that you can hardly run the risk of a deficiency in these important vitamins. You see, every one-a-day vitamin A and D tablet gives you the same amount of vitamins A and D as in 1.5 teaspoonfuls of cod liver oil, meeting minimum USP standards. Now, that's actually 25% more than your minimum daily requirements. And listen to this. One-a-day vitamin A and D tablets are pleasant to take, too. There's no fishy, oily taste and no aftertaste. And the cost? Amazingly low. Just slightly more than a penny a day per person when you buy the large family-size economy package. One a day is the registered trademark of Miles Laboratories, so be sure you get the genuine one-a-day brand made by Miles, and look for that big one on the package. Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, all that remains of the fabulous trip to Mars now is a large stack of bills which Lum and Abner have accumulated while building the rocket ship. Squire Skimp, the ex-treasurer of the non-existent Mars Corporation, is no help in this matter, inasmuch as he's evidently still in the hands of the law. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their jot-em-down store and library, checking over their accounts receivable.
Yeah, see, ye old Masters owes $4.82.
Check.
Bessie Blevins, $2.10.
Check.
E. Seastrunk, $5 even.
Check.
K. Wee Hunt, $1.06.
Check. Say, Lom, weren't that our ring?
Yeah, but I ain't gonna answer it. It's just them creditors calling up again.
Them who?
Them outfits we owe all the money to. You know, them bills for all the stuff we bought for the rocket ship.
Oh, them, yeah. Yeah, one outfit called up here a couple of times before you come in this morning. I told them that you taking care of the bills around here.
Well, don't tell them that.
Well, I didn't know what else to say. I knowed we couldn't pay them.
Well, of course we can't. I ain't got no money.
No.
That's why I ain't gonna answer the phone. Come on, let's finish checking the books here and see how much money we got coming from our customers.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm ready.
Where'd I leave off?
K. Wee Hunt was the last, $1.06.
Oh, yeah. M. Moot, $2.50.
Check.
L. Spears, he's all paid up.
Check.
Milford Spears, $7. Abner, $6.
Check.
Aye, Granny's Abner, how many times have I told you and Grandpap to stop keeping score of your checker games in the charge book here?
Mom, I don't know how them things always gets in there.
Well, you put them in there. That's how they get there. And I don't want that to happen again, do you understand?
Well, don't tell me. Tell Grandpap. He's more likely the one that always does that.
No, he ain't no such a thing. This is in your handwriting.
It ain't neither.
Abner, don't argue about it. Just add up them figures.
Now, is that all of them?
Yeah, see what they add up to a total of.
Yeah, all right. You see, 8 and 9 is 19, plus 3, 23.
I sort of hate to ask all these folks to pay up their accounts, but we got to raise some money to pay them bills some way.
Carry 6. 6 and 9 is 19. Oh, it makes naught. 5 and 6 and 7 is 17. Pull down one, push back at 7 there. That's a phone again, I believe, Mom.
I know, I didn't hear it. I ain't gonna answer it, though.
three.
Wish I'd never heard of Mars or of a rocket ship, neither one.
5 is 25, bring down a 2.
For goodness sakes, ain't you got that added up yet?
I'm doing it over just to make sure I got it right.
Well, hurry up. Any half-growed youngin' in the first reader could add up a few numbers quicker than that.
4 and 3.
Even Cedric.
7.
Or no, I reckon that's going too far.
1, 7, 2. There, I got it right now.
It's about time. How much do they add up to?
$51.72.
Grannies, is that all?
$86.09.
Where'd you get that figure?
That's how it come out the first time. I believe we ought to use that one. That's bigger than that first one.
Well, it don't matter which one we use. Neither one of them would do us much good.
Huh?
We owe more than $600, Abner. $80 ain't going to help much. I can tell you that right now.
Well, I don't believe we can collect all that 80 neither, Lum. Now, you take that Ulysses S. Quincy there. I know he'll never pay up his bill.
No, I know he won't.
Squire Skimp won't pay neither. Now, doggies, there's a fella that ought to be paying these bills. I believe we ought to make him do it, too, Lum. He agreed to take care of them once.
Yeah, I know, but we was the ones that actually ordered this stuff, though, Abner.
Yeah.
Us and Professor Sloan. Squire's got something else to pay right now, anyway. Leastways, I've heard he has.
What do you mean?
Well, Dick Huddleston said he heard that some judge at the county seat, or whatever it was, fined Squire awful big fine.
For selling that illegal stock?
Yeah.
Huh.
I think the judge gave him a jail sentence, too, but then he suspended that.
Well, I do more than likely Squire talked the judge into doing that, too.
Yeah, more than likely.
Yeah.
Anyways, he's out on probation now or something like that.
Huh.
But he still has to pay that big fine.
Doggies, that's just good enough for him. He had it coming to him.
Yeah. Maybe someday Squirrel will learn himself that you can't go against the law and get away with it.
No, sir, they can't do it. The law will get them every time. Every time.
I wish they'd stop calling up. Gonna drive me stark raving mad crazy.
They ought to know by now we can't pay no bills.
Yesterday, when one of them called, I told him he'd have to give us some time to raise the money, and he said he couldn't give us no time.
Huh.
Said the giverment wants everybody to keep their bills paid up.
Giverment? Oh, my goodness.
That's what he said.
Huh.
You know what's liable to happen here, Abner?
Huh?
Me and you are liable to wind up in the penitentiary instead of Squire Skimp.
Now, Lum, now, don't say that now.
Might as well face the facts. Hey, Grannies, I was a big chump to ever get us in this mess in the first place.
A chump?
Yes, sir. Capital C-H-U-M-B, chump. There just ain't no other word for me.
Well, now, Lum, I don't think you're a chump. Not a big one, anyway.
Yes, I am. I ought never to have fell for this rocket ship idea. Or never to have got carried away by all that prittle-prattle Professor Sloan told us about going to Mars.
Well, you reckon that professor got us into this on a purpose, Lum?
Oh, no. He's a nice enough feller, Abner. He wouldn't do nothing like that on a purpose. His trouble is that he's...
Tetched.
No, he ain't tetched.
Huh?
He's more the dreamer type.
Dreamer, huh?
Yeah, he sits around and gets big fancy ideas about things that couldn't be done. And even if they could, they wouldn't work, because there's things that never would be done. Even if they could work, because they won't work on the matter, in other words, he's...
Tetched.
Yeah, reckon that is one way of describing him.
That's him.
Ain't got all his marbles.
No, sir, he ain't.
Some of his spokes missing.
Behind the door when the brains was passed out, that feller.
Well, he's brainy, Abner. Too brainy, facts is. Well, whatever he is, I oughtn't to listen to him. I know that. I was a big chump for doing it.
Well, I must be a chump, too, then.
No, you ain't. I'm the only chump around here.
Lum, I was mixed up in this just the same as you was. Don't forget that.
Yeah, but I was the one that talked you into it, Abner. Leastways, you had enough sense to want to stay out of it. Of course, you might be a little chump for letting me change your mind.
Yeah, I believe that's what I am, a little chump. That's just about it, right?
But I'm the champion chump of the whole world. I win that honor hands down.
Lum, you reckon I might be a middle-sized chump?
No, you're just a little one.
Dad, blame it.
You know, I was thinking last night, the thing I ought to do is just leave town.
Leave town?
Why, sure. I'm the laughing stocks of Pine Ridge. I know that.
Oh.
If we didn't have to stay here and raise the money to pay them bills, I'd leave for Mexico right now.
Mexico?
Yes, sir. I'd become a sombrero.
Sombrero?
Yeah. That's a Mexican business executive of some kind, I think.
Oh.
They're the fellas that makes the breros.
Well, what is breros?
Oh, yeah. Something they make in Mexico.
Huh.
I think it's some kind of a bread. Or maybe shoes, I ain't for sure.
Well, if you're going to start making them, you better find out what they're heirloom. You can't make shoes out of bread dough.
Have you ever seen that bread dough that Sister Simpson mixes up?
Well, that's a little too heavy for shoes, I believe.
Abner, maybe you better answer the phone and tell them.
Now, Lom, I don't want to talk to them creditors, fellas.
Well, I will, then.
Go ahead.
I can't stand to hear that phone ring no more, or to have it took out.
Yeah, that's what we ought to do.
It's more likely a mistake, but hello, jot them down, store, L. Edwards talking. Huh? Oh, no, we've been here, Mamie, but we've been busy. A long-distance call for us.
Oh, my.
All right, put them on. Long distance.
Well, that must be that outfit Professor Sloan ordered them scientific instruments from. They've been calling up.
Yeah, must be. Hello? Yeah, this is Mr. Edwards. That's right. We was the ones that was going to Mars.
Tell them we can't pay it.
Huh? You want our permission to do what? Oh, but we never made the trip. The rocket ship exploded.
Yeah, blowed up.
It don't, huh? Just a minute. Who are you? Well, I do know. Hold the phone a second. I'll discuss this with my partner.
Yeah, what is it, Mom? What is it?
I don't quite understand this, Abner, but this is the editor of the National Subscribers Weekly, and he wants to print an article about me and you trying to go to Mars.
Why, that's a good magazine. We take that over there in the libraries, Mom. Ask him if he'll pay us for it. We ought to get $5 or $10 out of
it. Yeah, that's a good idea. Hello, say, me and my partner was just discussing money and...
Cash.
Huh? $750. I grannies, it's a deal. Yes, sir. Do what? Oh, sure, I can write it up. I got talents for writing, if I do say so myself.
Write anything for that much money.
What do you mean, in our own language? We speak the same language as you do.
Yeah.
American.
Can't write it in foreign language, Mom.
Oh, uh-huh.
Even for that much.
Yeah, well, I'll send it to you as soon as I get it wrote. Yeah. All right, sir, much obliged. Goodbye.
$750 for one article?
Yes, sir. Granny's Abner, we might be celebrities after all.
Oh, I'd love to be a celebrity more than anything I know.
Yeah. Even wants a picture of both of us.
Picture?
Yeah, a whole lot of them.
Well,
you say we got a copy of that magazine in the library?
Yeah, Grandpapa's reading a new one over there just this morning.
Well, good. Get it. Let's look at it.
Yeah.
This editor said he wanted our story to go in a series of articles they're running in the magazine now. You got it?
Here it is. I can't imagine us being celebrities, Mom. Here.
Reckon where he heard about us and our rocket ship. Must have been in a newspaper somewhere.
It must have been. Look in the interdex, sir. That tells what articles is in there this
Let's
time.
Let's see here.
Grandpap says.
How long can the Japs last? That wouldn't be it.
No, we ain't no Japs, I know that.
Well, here it is. Personality series.
Yeah, that's us. Personalities.
And the name of the series is the Tent... Well, I was wondering to goodness.
What's the matter?
Well, if they ain't got a nerve.
What is it, Mom?
Grannies, if we didn't need the money so bad, I'd tell them to jump right in the creek.
Huh?
Nobody can call me that and get away with it.
Well, what does it say?
Listen to this. The name of the series is The 10 Biggest Chumps of 1942.
You know, friends, we're sure you'll agree, once you've tried it, that the modern Alka-Seltzer way to relief for that dull, achy feeling of a cold is prompt and mighty pleasant. So next time a cold makes your life seem miserable, start at once to take care of yourself. Get lots of rest, eat sensibly, dress wisely, get ample vitamins, and start taking Alka-Seltzer. Use Alka-Seltzer as a gargle, too, if a sore throat's a part of your distress. Now, if you haven't any Alka-Seltzer handy the next time you catch cold, get some quickly from your nearest druggist. And say, by the way, the larger family-sized package is far more economical because you get 3 times the number of Alka-Seltzer tablets as the smaller size, or only twice the price.